and we go, we decide we got one play left, and we can kind of lay up and, you know, call a timeout and kick a field goal to tie it, or I think we can, the deal is we can go for it and win. And, you know, it's that whole Hoosier moment where it's like, you know, let's win it now. And so we have this ball, we throw the ball up. So as the ball's flying in the air, there's a shot that pans across me and four of the other players real slowly as we're watching the ball fly. Well, when we finished up all the football in the mud, it was the greatest day on the set because the mud, it was unbearable. I mean, at times, it was just, you're in it every day. It's so heavy, and it's just a pain in the butt. So when we were done in the mud, we never wanted to be back in the mud. Well, he told us that that shot just didn't come out the way he wanted it, so we were going to have to do it on a green screen. So the last day of shooting, he brings us in. Dude, I think he woke us up like 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, and they come get us, and they tell us we're going to have to do this green screen pickup shot. We were in our trailers all day long. You know, they would tell us, hey, we're going to do it in 10 minutes, just be ready. And then they call and they said, you know what, they bumped the shot, so you got a little time, relax. And they did that to us all day until about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night. And he brings us up there, the whole crew is there, they got the green screen set up in this parking lot, everything, and they put the football gear on us, and we're getting muddy. They got this pool, this kiddie pool full of mud, and they're covering us in mud, and we don't realize it, but the cameraman is actually filming all this, all of him putting it behind our ears, hosing us down with a hose, and, you know, he's got us laying on the ground, and goes, let's rehearse how you're going to pop up one at a time. And he's got us lifting our heads up, and he's spraying us with a hose. And they go, all right, well, let's shoot it. You know, we're losing light. And, you know, the whole thing, marker, take one. And he goes, we don't need this shot. You're right. He just brought us up there, and everybody knew, and everybody's laughing. And it's going to be on the DVD. I just approved the footage yesterday. I had to fax him back. But, yeah, dude, and... You know, then when you hear him tell it on the DVD, we could have went home 3 days earlier. They actually paid and kept us in the hotels, kept feeding us and kept us there just to make this joke work. Because I knew, I kept telling them, I'm like, guys, he's going to punk us. He's going to. But then because they kept us there and they were willing to pay, I'm like, man, maybe we really do. It just seems weird. They're paying for us to be here, you know what? And... He went the extra mile to do that. It was awesome.